Along with the dissolution of the capitalism myth, the other concept that will be absorbing the pundits is the exploding, eroding notion of work. So, when we say Egypt requires a transformed practice of work, we're also saying we better get on top of this concept quick and define it ourselves, or we'll find ourselves with a fresh and shiny hell served up that power will call our service, while telling us we have to support their service, which is for us, we'll be told, so they can save the planet and deliver to us their latest version of the good life. The privatization mechanisms of power, also known as capitalism, cannot sustain the illusion that the economy provides livelihoods, let alone the good life, defined as comfortable levels of consumption for more and more and more of us. So if, in fact, capitalism was just a rationalization for the privatization mechanisms of power, which cannot stop as long as there is power, if that has been the truth all along, it will continue rolling along, undisturbed by an ideology's purge. So we can see now, stark and clear, the truth that the processes at work, lo, these many years, is not capitalism at all, but a progressive tightening of the noose of the total control of humans.